We've got you covered. CCFM is everywhere. Everywhere.
It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Yes, it is that time of the show, and he is joining me live in studio, the founder and CEO of Bizval, Graeme. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Saki. How are you doing?
I am good. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. I'm good to be back in studio again. And let's hope. I know there's been technical issues, undersea cables out, and I think our last show we had a few challenges with load shedding and people dialing in. So let's hope there's no technical hiccups today.
yeah. Let's pray for that. Listen, I feel like we have to catch up, you know, at least to find out what you've been doing now that you are, you know, biannually. What have you been up to this last few weeks?
Yeah, so last Thursday evening, we actually hosted a business owner or founders event called Leaps and Legacies, mm-hmm. Which we held in the city in Cape Town. And we had over 60 attendees, business owners, and we had three owners who shared their inspirational stories. It was really just a great opportunity for business owners to network, to engage with no real agenda other than just meeting people.
Yeah.
It was really super powerful. We had three speakers, and you know, I think the common traits that they shared was all, it was humility, it was passion for what they're doing, mm-hmm. a desire to make a difference. And, you know, the big thing that came out was the importance of people, family, communities, and teams. It was really a common thread that ran through, you know, all the speakers. And I think that's really the inspiration for the theme of what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a great event, and it was just wonderful to, you know, have people in a room together. You know, I think since COVID, a lot of these events kind of took a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool just to have an in-person event. I say again, it's been going on for a while, but of that nature. So.
Yeah, awesome. Now, before you let us know as to what we'll be chatting about, just want to, you know, correct my language. I said biannually.
I was going to correct you, but I thought I'd let you correct yourself.
So no, it's only bi-weekly, so that's twice a week.
Twice a month.
Sorry, right here on 107.5. Right. So, what are we chatting about today, Graeme?
Yeah, so as I alluded to, the theme for today is the importance of community for small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a broad theme, and you know, can have quite a few different interpretations, you know, even CCFM, Cape Community FM. But I'm going to touch on a few things. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the importance of creating community amongst small business owners to support, encourage, inspire each other.
Mm.
And, you know, CCFM is very well acquainted with the Business Breakfast Net Club, you know, so, you know, that's an example of that. Then we're going to dive into, you know, the role that small businesses play in developing communities and also the need for local communities to support small businesses in the area. And finally, we'll close with the need for small businesses, you know, it's a subtle variation on that, but to give back to their communities and why that's important. So, yeah, I think part of the reason that CCFM hosts this show is because, you know, you recognize these elements. And this platform or this show provides a platform to inspire, motivate and encourage entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs. So, you know, so I think that fits quite nicely into, you know, into what we're trying to achieve here.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, let's start with the first, right? Why is it important to bring entrepreneurs together?
So I think, you know, the mainstream media can tend to glamorize the role of the bustling entrepreneur. They love to promote the success stories, you know, the rock star founders. I think I've spoken about this before, you know, the Elon Musks, the Jeff Bezos, the Bill Gateses of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the narrative is largely, you know, for entrepreneurs. Identify a big problem, come up with a solution, start a business, raise some money, scale, become a billionaire and change the world. You know, that's what, you know, they would have us believe. But the subtle or sometimes not so subtle subtext of this is that if you don't succeed like these founders, either you're doing it wrong or there's something wrong with you.
Hmm.
And, you know, the reality, the cold reality is probably couldn't be further from the truth. Most small businesses start out not to change the world, but they start out out of necessity. So, you know, need to put food on the table. Somebody could have just been retrenched. They can't find a job. Yeah. You know, so those are kind of often the reasons why a lot of smaller businesses start. And some do start out with a desire to make a difference, but the vast majority don't start out with the mission of, I want to be the next Elon Musk. Mm. And, you know, not to be a, to sound like a doomsday prophet, but, you know, it's far from glamorous. And when you look at it objectively, the stats are horrendous. Yeah. You know, 80% of small businesses don't survive the first 5 years.
Sure.
85% of businesses will never sell and realize sort of an exit value for the founder. You know, so it's not going to be this massive wealth creation event. They simply shut down.
Sure.
And I think, you know, from an emotional perspective, you know, running a business can be lonely. It can be at times frustrating, stressful.
Mm.
Yet, every day, hundreds and thousands of entrepreneurs, you know, wake up and give it a go or start a new business. So this is precisely why communities of entrepreneurs coming together is so important. You know, it's about fellow entrepreneurs supporting other entrepreneurs. And I think, you know, we like to touch on some of the biblical references here. You know, think of, you know, in the church, things like accountability groups or home groups or band of brothers kind of groups.
Mm-hmm.
For business owners, having a support structure like this is absolutely critical, you know, so yeah, that's what we're going to kind of start off with today.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, what are some of the things that entrepreneurial support communities can do?
So I think one of the most valuable aspects of being part of a small business community is the support system it provides. So when you're facing a challenge or you're feeling discouraged, having a group of peers who understands what you're going through
mm-hmm.
can make all the difference. You know, often you realize that, you know, it's really comforting to know that as a business owner, you're not alone in the journey. And often the things that you're going through, other business owners have been through before. It normalizes some of the challenges you face.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's just sharing advice, offering a listening ear, even celebrating successes together, you know, sometimes you land this big contract and you know, like you've got nobody to tell it to, you know.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important. And I think that sense of community helps keep us as business owners and entrepreneurs motivated and inspired. And I think the other point is that one can never forget the power of collaboration. So, you know, again, it's a theme we've touched on previously, but it's not a dog-eat-dog competitive world out there. In the small business space, you know, by networking with other business owners, you can discover opportunities for partnerships, for growth, and you can it enables you to achieve far more than just being out there on your own.
Mm. Now, how does one even get started, you know, in joining an entrepreneurial community?
So there are a number of formal groups and networks that enable this. You know, so as I mentioned at the top of the show, the Business Breakfast Club, which is supported by CCFM, is an example of one of these formal groups. Others might be things, people might have heard of them called the Civitas Network.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I pronounced that right. It was Civitas Network.
Yeah.
BMI, Entrepreneurs Organization. You know, in South Africa, we don't tend to have a lot of these, but like local business chambers. And some of these, you know, have a monthly membership fee. Some of them don't, you know. But there are a lot of formal groups, and if you go online and search for those, you can find some of those. But it doesn't actually have to be a formal business network organization or paid for group. I've come across, you know, a lot of informal such networks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a start, if you're a business owner on your own, I genuinely recommend that you just seek out three or four other business owners and try and connect weekly or monthly over coffee or meal just to share stories and support each other. You know, if you're in a little street where there's a coffee shop and a baker and a hairdresser, you know, maybe reach out to them and say, hey, let's go and chat. You know, so it starts in that community of businesses around you. But invariably, you know, it could even be family members or people in your friendship circle who've got businesses. Most business owners I've learned are, you know, just eager to chat to other business owners.
Yeah.
You know, often they get home from work and their spouse may or may not be, you know, they may be formally employed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they just don't want to talk about you know, your day-to-day struggles as an entrepreneur. There's also a lot of virtual or online options, you know. So nowadays, communities such as LinkedIn, which, you know, business people will know about, but maybe not the general listener, it's basically a social network for business. It's an incredibly powerful tool for connecting with other entrepreneurs and building relationships across the world. I've personally used LinkedIn to build, you know, genuine and productive business relationships from, you know, the USA to Switzerland to Kenya to Mauritius and the UK, just to name a few. You know, it's not just this sort of ether. You know, I think with social networks nowadays, you can't just be, you know, pretend to be somebody that you're not. And LinkedIn is quite good at that. And a lot of those virtual relationships have actually turned into, you know, proper friendships and support structures. You know, I go across to the UK and meet up with people who I've met on LinkedIn. So that's an easy way to start. And then also seek out entrepreneurial events. So there's a lot of mixer events, networking events, startup events in your area. A lot of these you can just arrive and meet other business owners. Again, the best way is to, you know, be on the lookout, you know, search for these events on the internet, listen to the radio, read your newspapers. Often these things are kind of made known. And that's just a great way to kind of like ease yourself into those kind of communities.
Yeah. Having said that, it looks like there are many options, you know, and I can understand how important building a community of entrepreneurs is. Now, I want us to quickly just shift our focus quickly, briefly, to the role that small community of entrepreneurs, right, that are playing in developing communities, and as to why you think it's pivotal and important for communities to support small businesses in their areas.
Sure. I think we're both trying to control the same screen on the backdrop, so apologies for that. So, you know, so I think despite the rather gloomy stats on you know, business survival and success that I mentioned earlier, entrepreneurs and small businesses really have a unique opportunity to shape the neighborhoods and the communities in which they operate. And, you know, as I say, small businesses are the lifeblood of local economies. Yeah. So not only do they provide essential goods and services, but I think they also contribute to the character and the identity of our communities and neighborhoods. So, you know, one just has to think of the area around the CCFM studios in Musenberg. And you think, you know, how soulless would the areas of Musenberg, Cork Bay, Simonstown, how soulless would it be if you didn't have the sort of variety of coffee shops, the quirky clothing stores, surf shops, restaurants? And most of the businesses in this kind of area are not the big chains. You know, they're locally owned businesses, each with their own unique flavor and character. I think we mustn't forget that small businesses bring a personal touch. You know, often, as you say, it could be a quirky owner. And unlike the big corporations, they have the flexibility to tailor their offerings to meet the needs of the community members. You know, I just think just over the road from CCFM, there's like three coffee shops in one little street. And they're all busy, but they all have a slightly different flavor to them. One you can go in barefoot, one you have to wear slip-slops, and one you know, you still have sand in your feet coming off the beach. You know, but jokes aside, I think you know, whether it's you know, hosting events, supporting local causes, or just getting to know customers by name, small businesses really make a difference in people's lives. I think also, you know, they build strong relationships with their customers, which fosters loyalty and trust, and I think it's essential for long-term success. And when people and communities feel connected to a business they're supporting, they're more likely to support it and spread the word to others. So, you know, those are all unique advantages that small businesses have, especially when they recognize the role that they play in their communities. You know, when people come to our businesses, they're not just buying stuff. They're investing in the community, whether it's grabbing a cup of coffee before work or picking up some fresh produce at the farmer's market. You know, our businesses bring people together and they give the neighborhood its flavor, you know, so at risk of repeating myself. And the most obvious point that small businesses play in their communities is one of creating jobs and employment. And the importance of this is that it's in local areas. You know, one of the big challenges South Africa faces, and you know, it's not unique to us, but you know, given our history, is the sort of spatial planning of our cities is often the employment opportunities are far from, you know, the residential areas where people are staying. So, you know, having employment opportunities in local communities without having to commute for hours is absolutely critical. It keeps the money flowing in the local areas, it keeps people off the street, and it creates safer and more prosperous neighborhoods and communities.
You know, there is a lot in that. I think it's also important to note that you're not saying ignore, you know, the big brands. They definitely have a role to play in terms of convenience, competition, and also consistency. But it's about creating awareness as consumers and also making a conscious decision to support local where we can, right?
100%. Okay. You know, it's about balance and awareness. And when one understands the important role of small business beyond just the sort of sticker price, and often the small businesses can be more expensive. Why? You know, they don't necessarily have the economies of scale that the big brands have. And I'll give a local example. You know, so we choose to support the local pharmacy down the road from us without mentioning the big chain's names. Mm-hmm. You know, we could go down to Blue Route and go to one of the big sort of high-end pharmacies. But, yeah. You know, as a family, we choose to support the local guy. You know, sometimes it's R5 or R10 more for the medication or whatever you're getting. But, yeah, I think that's important. And you don't want to kind of chase those guys out of your community. They're really important from a competitive perspective. And also, as I said earlier, keeping that soul in the neighborhood. So when you understand that, you're far more likely to support the local guy, even if it means you don't necessarily have the convenience because they can't be open to 8 o'clock at night because, you know, they're at that time they're at home with their families or whatever the case might be. So, yeah, I think it's important just to understand that context.
Yeah. All right. So we've spoken about, you know, supporting small businesses in our communities and also why it's important. But let's close with why it's so important for small businesses to give back to their communities. Why does that even mean?
So it sounds like a mouthful, but it's not. I'm going to start with a biblical example of giving back to community. And this is from Luke chapter 1. And you know, this passage, and maybe it's a bit of an abstract link, but this passage tells the story of the widow's offering. Mm-hmm. You know, so it says, as Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she came out of poverty, put in all she had to live on. And sure. I think this story highlights the significance of sacrificial giving and the value of generosity even when one has little to give. Yeah. So the widow's offering, though small in material value, was deemed more significant because it represented a greater proportion of her livelihood and the genuine desire to contribute to the community.
Mm.
So in the context of small businesses, I think this story emphasizes that the impact of giving back is not measured solely by the size of the contribution, but by the sincerity and the willingness to support others. Yeah. You know, so they used to have these sort of radiothons, and you'd get the CEOs of the big chains phoning in and pledging 50,000 rand or 100,000 rand. You know, and everyone's like, oh, wow, you know, those are big checks. But to those organizations, actually, often, you know, I'm not discounting that's important that those happen, but to them, 100,000 rand might be worth the same as 100 rand to a small business owner. So small businesses like the widow may not have the vast resources that bigger organizations have, but they can make a meaningful difference to their communities in whatever capacity they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So I think also as entrepreneurs, we have a responsibility to use our resources for the greater good. So, you know, whether it is a charitable donation, volunteering our time, I think, is important. Things like supporting local initiatives. Other things that they can do is, you know, offering local employment internships and opportunities and that. Often, you know, they may not be able to afford necessarily to pay somebody full-time, but sometimes that sort of flexi work or, you know, restaurants bringing in local waiters and waitresses and all those sorts of things, they really do make a difference. You know, job shadowing for kids, you know, come and spend a day at the local vet or spend a day at the local pharmacy and see what it actually means. So it really strengthens a bond, those sorts of things, between the businesses and their communities. And when people around you see that you care more than just turning a profit, they're more likely to support us in return. So
yeah.
I'm not saying do it because you get support. That's kind of a healthy byproduct, but I think it is important for local businesses to give back. And I think, yeah, as I said, we shouldn't underestimate the positive impact that giving back can have on our businesses. So not only does it generate goodwill and positive PR, it does that, but it fosters a sense of pride and fulfillment amongst our team members. So people working in your business, they look at it and they say, well, look, if my boss or the entrepreneur is giving back, so should I. So when employees see that their company is making a difference, they're more motivated and engaged in their work.
Mm.
You know, I think the closing point on this is that, you know, giving back is not just about writing a check. It's about being actively involved in the community, making a meaningful impact, you know, and to kind of recap, whether it's sponsoring a local event, mentoring aspiring entrepreneurs, advocating for important causes, small businesses really have the power to create positive change in the world sort of one step at a time.
We still have a bit of time, but today was certainly, you know, an interesting discussion and also very insightful. Now, what do you have in store for us the next time you come around? Not biannually.
Yeah, I'll be coming back in August.
Yeah.
So I think, as I said, we're going to try and mix it up this year. So we're going to try alternate between showcasing local businesses, between important themes and how businesses, you know, can improve themselves or improve communities like today.
Awesome.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks. The plan is to showcase another local business. The business we're going to be showcasing is Iridium Accounting. So we're just trying to finalize the schedules and make sure everyone's there. Quite interesting, it is an accounting firm founded by two brothers, Simon and Peter. Okay, so yeah, you heard that right. Mm-hmm. They're not 2,000 years old, unfortunately. but they've been doing really incredible work supporting local entrepreneurs. They've made a massive impact on the world stage and won some really really great awards in terms of not just doing accounting, but actually giving back and helping small businesses transform. So we're really excited to have hopefully both of them, but at least one of them on the show next week. And as I say, they're also based down in Westlake Park, so they'll be in studio. We don't have to worry about dial-in links and that. So we're looking forward to that next week.
Awesome. Graham, it's been amazing to have you back in the studio. All the best, and I will be seeing you soon.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sakia, and thanks to the listeners. Great to be here, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Right.
It's Business Made Simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.